From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 604. This program is intended for broadcast January 24th until further notice, 2026. My name's Brady Murray, and I'm joined here in the studio by Zach.
Hey, Brady.
We're going to go into some detail about why this is going to go until further notice, but I do want to start on a positive note by pointing out that this is the second broadcast that we're going to produce in January.
Yes.
So a few days behind on the two-week schedule, which is nearly impossible for us to maintain. But till further notice, why is that? Weather. So presently at WWCR, there are four of us here. And two of us were here overnight last night. Two have arrived this morning. Since this morning, which is the 24th, Saturday, as we're doing this, we've already had several inches of snow, right?
Yes.
And now we're getting sleet, freezing rain, some form of ice, which is expected to go on for like about 24 more hours before like a final burst of snow. So we're in the midst of this giant storm moving across the United States. I heard from Albuquerque all the way to Virginia, where you have this line of, to the north of you is snow, and to the south would be some form of ice, but it continues to shift, and we get both. And actually, there's even possibility that we'll get rain somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So it's not very pleasant. So who's here with us? Zach, obviously you're here. I'm here.
Yeah, and then we got Reggie and Greg down there.
Greg came in just as scheduled. Greg's got a reputation for driving in and some really funky stuff.
Yes.
Some bad weather. He just pulled on in. If he needs to stay around, he will. I'm on the other side of that. I don't want to drive anywhere until some relief comes. Unfortunately, it's going to be below freezing for at least a week and maybe 2 weeks.
Yes.
So all this fabulous junk that's falling from the sky is going to be around and staying with us for a good long while.
Yeah, here to stay unless they can get out there and break it up and move it off the road.
Right. But it's not going to thaw.
No, no.
And there's a lot of work to do. And the biggest concern, obviously, is the ice, because it weighs things down and brings down trees, power lines, and worst case scenario with ice is that you have extended periods without electricity.
Right.
So we wanted to make sure that while we were here today that we made this broadcast, we can at least put it on our website in case we are off the air, because we've got a lot of concerns, not just electricity, but our transmitters are cooled with water. Mm-hmm. And so without electricity, the transmitter's off, and the water that flows through is a way to cool it stops flowing, mm-hmm. and proceeds to freeze and does damage to equipment. And we do have a pretty good plan to keep everything in good shape for as long as we can, mm-hmm. if it should freeze up, and to do the best we can for the equipment that we have. But we're limited, obviously. We're going to do that with a generator and some heaters outside. But depending upon how long any event might last without electricity, we may eventually run out of supplies to do that.
Mm.
So just making that known to folks, if for any reason WWCR has some sort of delay in returning the air, it could just be due to the weather, but it could be due to some repair that has to take place, because this is absolutely the worst storm that I've had since we've been here. I've seen some big snowstorms. It's not nearly as bad as ice.
It's lasting a long time, from what I can tell, and just watching the news, hopefully not. We pray stuff like this doesn't happen, but just listening to the guy talk about the amount of ice, it doesn't take a lot of ice to cause some damage on phone lines. And I mean, you think about it, it's like our antennas, and it's the structure of it is not much different than a phone line.
Right. And then obviously we have trees around, and you know, there's just a lot of concerns with ice. And again, the long-term effects of having ice. The snow, I think, would be all right with.
Yeah.
But it started now at a pretty heavy clip with icy precipitation. So we're going to work our way through that. And we're grateful to have the staff that we have. You had mentioned just before we started to record that we've already had an event today where we got the generator out.
Yes.
And it was maybe somehow related to the weather, but at about 10 o'clock this morning, we had a transmitter go down, and it was making a horrible noise.
Yeah.
And it was the main blower had somehow moved, and Phil, our engineer Phil, mentioned that he'd never seen that happen before. And so it took two belts with it, and it was terrible. But in the snow, Phil was here and had the entire repair done in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, for something he had never seen before.
Just which is crazy.
Such a quick
turnaround.
That's
some Phil stuff for you. I saw the torn-up belts and knew that something else had to have occurred to cause both belts to go out at the same time. And it was just, I guess, set screws or something that held that blower in a certain position had found a way to move.
Yeah.
So we had the belts. We're pretty good about having parts on hand. But, you know, when a main blower just moves somehow,
yeah.
I guess that's just age. Maybe it's got something to do with the weather, but it wasn't particularly cold inside of that building.
No,
at all. So.
It's kind of nice walking in there when it gets like this. It's nice and warm.
It's nice to have a roof over your head at all when you've got frozen anything coming out of the sky. Now, you and Reggie today did a fair amount of work on our road and our parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it got cold.
Yeah,
doing that.
That's why we came in for a little bit when we got about 3/4 of the way through. And, we put a good amount out there. It's pretty much more pavement out there than snow. So
yeah.
It should be good. And luckily we did that because we didn't really count on anybody coming in, and we had a broadcaster come in today to record. So
and
was
came
very
back
lucky.
Later.
Yeah.
Came twice. on a pretty serious day when we want to put this information out for WWCR listeners.
Yeah.
It was kind of humorous when Phil came and went to leave and backed his truck up.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard the horn honk.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was about to back into somebody, which we're all aware. You look all around you before you move, but nobody's supposed to be out driving in something
right.
like this, right? And here was somebody coming to the radio station.
Yeah, these two big trucks about to collide. Yeah.
And then came back. Which is fine. You know, we're used to this broadcaster coming, but I think that we had all considered that to be a foregone conclusion that we wouldn't see anybody that didn't have to be here. As we're looking at video footage around Nashville and the Middle Tennessee area, of course, we have this network of cameras, and you can see if anybody's on the roads. And
right.
Almost nobody's driving. It's pretty bad stuff.
It's like it's a lot of trucks, like commercial stuff where people – I guess businesses have to run, and with the little bit of time I went out onto the highway, that's mostly what I saw was tractor trailers,
yeah, people with plows on the front, who may do private businesses, and I'm sure also government services that
right.
are keeping the main roads clear, and at some point they can move on to the back roads, but as heavy as the snow was coming down, I would imagine they just had to keep focusing on the main roads because they'd plow it and
yeah.
it'd fill right back up. So now we get a layer of ice on top of it. And then, like I said, in about 24 hours, we expect a final burst of snow and then just bitter cold. Now, we've seen some crazy stuff, Zach. We've seen, leading up to this winter storm, we had seen predictions that said that we might get as much as 20-plus inches of snow. which didn't happen.
A little bit of a reach.
Not going to happen. Yeah. But it was very confusing, I guess, to predict because of these two fronts, I guess, that came in. One's warm air,
right,
which is why we're now looking at freezing rain after snow, and then the cold air, which comes in from the north, which is really causing a lot of problems for people all over. I think over 50% of the population of the United States.
I saw a headline that said it was about as clear as it could be. Half of the country's population is going to be impacted by the storm.
I'm usually quite happy in Nashville, but right now I'd like to be kind of like the other half of the population.
Yeah, that snow quit, and it went right into freezing rain about an hour ago, and I step outside, I'm like, man, that stings, like when it hits you.
It stings, and it's already getting very, very slick, so all of the efforts that were put into keeping things cleaned up, I guess tomorrow we'll find out. We'll hopefully have power through the night, because we're going to have people here again. If for some reason something goes, wrong, and you're listening and wanting to call and talk about what's going on, we're really putting this out to let folks know. If the website's still up, we'll load that there. You could play this on our website on the Ask WWCR page if we're not on air.
Right.
Of course, we hope to be on air. But it's a long stretch. It's a long duration storm, folks keep saying. So we have one other thing that I do want to squeeze in here, so it's not all about this storm. And got a call. Actually, Chris got a call from someone who was saying that our 7 megahertz frequencies were not performing like they normally do. And I'd read something about that, but it wasn't about our station. And so I think you've got something that is interesting. It's not performing as it usually does, but it's also performing in some really unusual ways. Which 7 megahertz frequency is it that is referenced in this correspondence that you got?
Yeah, this is our morning time one, 7490, and the location that it was heard in was China. And if I'm not mistaken, it's an area of China that's very close to Mongolia. And this guy actually reached out to us about 2 years ago as well. We sent him a QSL then, and we'll get him one here. But all the way in China, 7490-43444.
Incredible.
Almost all fours.
We started that use of that frequency, and I believe he listened for the entirety of the usage, like 3 hours.
Yes, yeah.
We start that use of that frequency right about sunrise for this particular time of year. So, really excited to hear from a listener in China. Absolutely shocked
that
was the frequency on which he heard us.
Yeah.
So, something atmospheric maybe is different. A lot of folks who depend on the 7 megahertz frequencies, not just from the station, I think are experiencing something unusual about it. In this case, unusual is very good.
Yes.
So, and it's great to hear from folks all over the place. I think, Zach, that's really about all we're going to do for this program. We just want to get it produced, and we're going to hope that it's on air this evening on 4840 and various other places that it's broadcast, and certainly get it on our website so that folks will have some idea of what's going on if for some reason WWCR is silent for any amount of time.
Yes, correct.
All right. Thanks for being here with me, Zach. Thanks for being here with me in this mess, too, and those others who are as well. Helping to keep the place running and cleaned up and willing to sleep on the couch or whatever we have to do to be here.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.